Welcome back, folks. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today, we're going to be talking about Bryce Young and his connection to the Rams. We've seen a lot in the media, especially on ESPN, Graziano coming out and saying that the Rams have interest in Bryce Young. There's link there. Does it make sense? Should it happen? Will it happen? Will it not happen? Well, I'm going to give you my thoughts, and I'm very curious to hear your responses below. But be sure to like, subscribe, and comment as always. And be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and of course, Kick. And before we dive into this, just a word quickly from our sponsor, BetUS, which you guys can get a 150% sign up bonus on your first deposit and 125% on your next two deposits. Up to $2,000 using code YouTube150. Okay, so that's YouTube150. We'll get you an upfront deposit bonus of 150%, and you'll have 125% on your next two deposits up to $2,000. So definitely check that out. The of course, the code is YouTube150. All right, so people had asked me to make this video, my thoughts on Bryce Young, because a lot of people know this is my number one quarterback coming out of the draft. And I mean, I'm no stranger to getting things wrong. I'm also no stranger to somewhat hitting on these things, especially quarterbacks. While I hit on Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, I'm well aware that I missed on Bryce Young. Now, will Bryce Young ever emerge into something? We don't know. And I don't want to say that he can't. But it feels off. Like, I just, he feels like a bust. So let's dive into it. Let's talk about it. He's two for 16, in his first 18 starts. He has a 59.3 completion percentage. He's thrown for 3,122 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. So what do we make of Bryce Young? Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm not overly impressed. I thought he was going to be a lot better. I understand he has a smaller stature that doesn't really translate well to the NFL. And look, I'm the first one that says size is not a skill, okay? But with that said, sometimes if you're a little slender, and you're slender enough, it could be detrimental to your success in the NFL because a big part of success, of course, is staying healthy and having that durability. And I do question if Bryce Young has that. So I do worry about that. First off, he's 23 years old, though, so still very young. First overall last year ahead of C.J. Stroud, so we're going to see how that goes. Right now, it's looking like, will Caleb Williams be that? And is Jaden Daniels the C.J. Stroud of this draft? Who knows? But basically, his contract is 4 years, $37.9 million, with an average annual value of $9.4 million. So here's the interesting thing, and it's almost why Carolina declined all those offers, because he was benched for Andy Dalton, who immediately looked like Bryce Young was the issue, because Andy Dalton came in there, and he was 4-0 going into it against the Raiders, but threw all over the yard, over 300 yards, three touchdowns, took care of the football, and really showed kind of the potential that this team has when Bryce Young's not on the field. And as painful as that had to have been for a young coach, rookie coach, to do that, I feel like it was the right move. I don't know if Bryce Young has lost his job forever. At least, you know, maybe in the short term, he's definitely lost it. Doesn't mean Andy Dalton won't struggle, but they're weapons. And I think that was the thing is last year, yeah, it was kind of a trash heap, if you want to be honest. They didn't really have a lot of weapons. The offensive line was hit or miss. And this year, they go out and they get guys like Robert Hunt, and they have Adam Thielen, of course, who they had last year, but they went out and got Deontay Johnson, who really ate this past weekend. But really, I guess the point I'm making here is Bryce Young, it's not like he's around nothing. They gave him help on the offensive line. They gave him help at the wide receiver position. They have a decent running back stable. I get it. I get why people are upset. I get why they're not, you know, they don't think this is enough for Bryce Young. And I agree. He needs to be much better. If he was traded, though, he would incur a $6.1 million dead cap hit for the Panthers in 2024 and a $12.3 million cap hit in 2025. Now, why would the Rams trade for him? I think it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Surface level, just simply put, Garoppolo's on a one-year deal. Stafford is going to be year-to-year, whether he retires or not. And then you have Stetson Bennett, who, yes, was the backup for the first two games. They got lucky they didn't need him. He didn't look great in the preseason. And they've stuck by him, but who knows, right? Like was mentioned, there was interest here, at least to some degree. So Stetson Bennett is not a lock. They don't have to stick by him or anything like that. Plus, I see him as more of a backup anyway. I don't see him as a franchise starter. So what would the Rams owe Bryce Young if they made this trade? Well, guess what? They'd only owe him $915,000 in 2024, okay? In addition to that, in 2025, they'd owe him $1 million plus a $3.1 million roster bonus. And then 2026, they would owe him a $1.1 million salary with a $4.7 million roster bonus that has to be paid out on the fifth day of training camp, I believe. So, look, this is where you have to do your research, because a lot of people would assume first-round pick, the guarantees are going to be crazy. Yes, but do you know what guarantees are? It means that it's money already paid. That's why it's dead money. The Panthers have already paid him. I mean, he has dead. That's why he has dead money for the Panthers throughout the next 3 years. So it's already been paid. The roster bonus is what the Rams would be paying. So any of the roster bonuses that haven't been paid yet, if you traded for him, you wouldn't have to pay him until 2025 for the roster bonus, but $3.1 million and then $4.7 million in 2026. But you would also inherit the fifth-year option, which would likely be south of $25 million. And around that time, we're talking about 2027, that could end up being a fantastic deal, similar to what the Steelers got out of Justin Fields. So that's an interesting dynamic too. I think Young has tools. There's no question about it. He has tools, but is it ever going to get going in the NFL? And then people say, well, Sean McVay, if anyone is going to get anything out of Bryce Young, it's going to be Sean McVay. And I understand that. I get that. I totally understand that. The thing with Bryce Young is that I do wonder, with the mobility, I mean, that's great. And we've seen hints. I mean, the Rams using John Wolford, for instance, and Baker Mayfield in Sean McVay tenure and Bryce Perkins, we've seen hints that they may want to go a little bit more mobile after Stafford, right? We have seen that. And Bryce Young would be more mobile, of course, than Stafford. He could actually run and make plays with his legs. Like, actually run. And I just think it might be time, and it seems early, but when they benched Bryce Young, it might be time for Bryce Young to start looking elsewhere. The Panthers, I don't know how bad they're going to be this year, because I thought they'd be pretty solid. They'd be competitive in almost every game. But Bryce Young did not take that step at all. It looks like he took 8 steps backwards. So you have to understand that. If Andy Dalton ends up playing, lights out, Panthers might not be picking number one overall. And at that point, it makes you wonder if it's really worth it if you're the Panthers, because you already agreed it's $24 million guaranteed. Okay, and that's the thing, due at signing. So the $24 million is already off the books. It's not off the books, it's on the books. So that's the thing, Carolina, it's not great, right? They've already paid $24 out of the $37.9 million to this number one overall pick last year. So on top of you missing on a number one overall pick and admitting it and being convinced, whatever, it's set in stone now, which isn't a good look. You don't have a number one overall pick player on your team anymore. And I don't know how much Bryce Young would generate, how much interest. And this is probably a fourth, fifth round pick. I don't think he would generate much more than that. He just hasn't really proven anything. And like I said, the durability is a concern at his size. But the good things about him when I watch him, I do think he's going to get better over time, being a little bit more calm. Maybe sometimes he's a little too calm, but you know, he can get a little erratic. He can manipulate the defense with his eyes, although he doesn't really get an opportunity to do that very often. But he can. It's possible. He's done it before. He is somebody that I feel like, believe it or not, senses pressure a little bit better than maybe some other, you know, rookie quarterbacks or second-year quarterbacks in the past that have struggled. But it's really just been when the throw is there, he can't make it. So can Sean McVay maybe take his mechanics and work on them? Because I think the thing about Bryce Young is that with Sean McVay, you're probably going to want him to get rid of the ball quickly. Now, this isn't a big deal this year because Stafford's the starting quarterback. So the entire point of going out and getting Bryce Young is for the future. And to be honest with you, the way it's looking and how expensive quarterbacks are going to be, I mean, Brock Purdy is going to make over $60 million, right, a year. But the way it's getting expensive as it is, it might make sense for the Rams to delve into this type of situation. Now, I know a lot of people jumped the gun early and said that they were going to be picking in the top five. I don't believe so. I think they'll be picking in the 20s or the 30s, probably 32nd if they stay healthy all year. And I feel confident saying that. But, I mean, this is real. When you look at Matthew Stafford, 36 years old, I don't think he's close to done, but he might be. And if that's the case, you need to start preparing for the future. And Stetson Bennett is not going to be a franchise quarterback for you. So can Bryce Young? I don't know. I was really high on training for Zach Wilson. I still am. I think Zach Wilson with Sean McVay and reuniting him with Mike LaFleur, I think they could learn from that. I think it was more than just Mike LaFleur also. But I think Zach Wilson would make a lot of sense. He has no chance of playing in Denver. He has none. Bo Nix is the starter there, and they still have, Jarrett Stidham. So I could see them trading for Zach Wilson at some point, although they didn't do it this time around. Justin Fields, if the Steelers are dumb enough to let him go this offseason, I go after Justin Fields maybe. But yeah, I don't know if I would really sign off on a Bryce Young trade. I guess if they did it, I wouldn't be furious, depending on how much they gave up. If they gave up more than the fourth rounder, I think I'd be upset about that. But I think it's important to acknowledge there is a reason why the Rams would do this. Because if it works, you're essentially getting the first overall pick with all the potential he has. You're getting him at super reduced value. So you're basically paying about $13 million to him over the course of the rest of his contract. And then since, I don't know, he probably won't be starting next year. He probably won't be starting the year after. So all of his incentives and stuff to really push his fifth-year option higher will not be there. So like I said, you're looking at a south of $25 million in his last year with the fifth-year option. So I'm not saying they would do that, but at that point, we might have an $80 million quarterback. So I think there's a real possibility that they could do this. And the reason I say that is go back. They knew what they had in Stetson Bennett when they tried to get Sam Howell. And the Seahawks were able to acquire Sam Howell. And I think that with Bryce Young, the sky is much higher than Sam Howell, considering the athleticism he has and the ability being drafted number one overall. I think it's more mental with Bryce Young. So can Sean McVay fix that? I don't know. But I will tell you, I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Rams made this move, because it would really put them in an interesting spot where right now you're pretty much all in on Stafford, and you're kind of like, we'll see what happens in the future. No quarterback drafted that you feel like can actually be a franchise quarterback. So if you were to draft, or rather, you were to trade for Bryce Young, well, if he works out, you just skip the wait. That's the thing. That is the idea of this. So I don't know where the Rams are going to get their future franchise quarterback. I really don't. All I know is I'll say this. You don't have a quarterback in this league. You don't have anything. Matthew Stafford is a big reason why the Rams have won games in the past that maybe they shouldn't have, like this game against the 49ers, for instance. The odds, the probability, all that, super, super low. They only led 2 seconds of the game, but Stafford was a big reason for that. So he keeps you in games that maybe you didn't even have a chance in. So you can't take him for granted, but you also can't assume Stafford's going to be around forever either, and that's where Bryce Young comes in. So I'll say this. I still like Young. I do have some faith in him. I've also seen this go south. So I'll say I would sign off on the Rams trading a fifth-round pick. I wouldn't hate if they traded a fourth. Anything more than a fourth, and I would be against it. Would I be actively, you know, sorting this out? No, because right now, all the Rams should be thinking about is right now. They should be thinking about trying to find ways to maybe, you know, build this team up more, and they should be trying to win as many Super Bowls as they can while they have Matthew Stafford, because it is not guaranteed. Just because you have Sean McVay and a nice coaching staff, which is constantly plucked, does not mean that you're automatically going to get the most out of whatever quarterback you have. So those are my thoughts. I really wish I could fast forward and at least look into the future and see who's going to be quarterback. I have no idea. I could see Drew Allar. I could see Quinn Ewers. I could see Arch Manning. I could. And then I could also see guys like Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert down the road. And I think Bryce Young and that category of like the young quarterbacks like Trey Lance that maybe just never panned out. If I was going to choose either or, though, by the way, based on the value, I would probably trade for Trey Lance right now because I don't think he fits the Dallas Cowboys offense at all. And I think he'd be a much better fit with the Rams. And I think they could actually get something out of him. But I think more importantly, when you trade for a guy like Trey Lance, he's not going to cost anywhere near as much as a Bryce Young with that fifth year option. So that's something to keep in mind. But, and most importantly, it's not going to cost that much pick wise. So I'm not saying Trey Lance would become a star or anything, but I do understand why the Rams would go down this route. I do. But that's going to do it for me. So do you guys think that the Rams should trade for Bryce Young? Do you not? Let me know in the comment section below. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. You can check this out on all audio podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to also become a member if you want to support the channel further. The link is in the description below. And of course, the button is the join button is below the video as well. And that's going to do it. So I appreciate you guys. Special shout out as always to BetUS for sponsoring today's video. And I will see you guys in the next video. Take care, folks. Later.
Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.